from the waters of baptism, the Father God spoke from above and said, "This is my only begotten Son, this is my begotten Son, in whom I am well pleased." In other words, I have pleasure in His goodness. Did Jesus enjoy being good? Yes. In the Gospel, in the book of Hebrews, chapter 1, verse 8. "Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom." Now remember this. Only righteousness can give you a scepter. Only righteousness can give you the position that God wants you to have of authority in the kingdom of God. That's why it's called a scepter of righteousness. But look at verse 9. "You have loved righteousness and hated iniquity." Now there are many people who are righteous, but I'm not sure they love righteousness. Whether they take pleasure in running away from immorality, they take pleasure in keeping themselves holy. That's the question. Do you enjoy being holy? To be honest with you, when God starts speaking to me, some of these things in holiness, you don't enjoy it at first. But you do it because you are willing to be obedient. But when you keep at it, and you keep at it, the pleasure comes. And only, yes, and only when the pleasure comes, you move into the new state of the scepter of righteousness and holiness, where you wield God's authority like you never wielded before. Oh, hallelujah. That is why in the book of Numbers, you see Phinehas. God said He was pleased with Phinehas. Why? Because Phinehas loved righteousness and he hated iniquity. When he saw sin, he took that spear and he speared a man and a woman who were committing immorality. God didn't rebuke him. God was pleased with him. Why? There's more than obeying God. They were obeying God with pleasure. Tonight, God is speaking to your hearts. Do you enjoy what He spoke to you? He says, pray in tongues, read the Bible. Do you enjoy reading the Bible, or are you doing it just because you know you have to and it's good for you? See, that's the difference. Do you enjoy praying 2-3 hours, or just because you heard that you have to do it and then you're doing it because it's for your own good? No, we have to move on just for our own good to enjoy it because we love God. Let's go to God in prayer tonight. Father God, we just praise You and thank You for Your grace and Your mercy. And we ask, O God, that even tonight that You would check our hearts and life. Search us, Spirit of God, and see if there be any wicked way in us. And cause us to be able to discern at what level we are here with You as we consider this sacred book, O God. Examine the depths of our heart and our life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's all stand together even now as we sing a closing song. And sing that song, "You Shall Be Holy, For I, Your Lord, Am Holy." Praise God. We thank You, Jesus. You shall be holy unto me, for I, Your Lord, am holy. You shall be holy unto me, for I, Your Lord, am holy. And You shall sanctify Yourselves and be holy, for I am holy. And You shall sanctify Yourselves and be holy, for I am holy. Father God, we ask your grace and your mercy continue strong over each and each life throughout this week. And because your word has been sown in abundance into each heart tonight, to take root that they may be like the good tree that bear beautiful fruit. Good and beautiful fruit, Lord, in their lives throughout the week. And be a blessing to each and all around, oh God. We thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. Praise God. We'll sing a song and you may feel free to go. Those of you who need to be prayed for, we'll pray with you over outside there with the pastors there. And we can form a line outside for those of you who need extra prayer. The rest of you, God bless you. We just thank God for you. And God keep you in His Word and in His Spirit. You shall be holy unto me, for I, your Lord.